In our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Qinghai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Qinghai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe.
Si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis, c'est-à-dire vivre d'une façon harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun. Les cinq préceptes et le régime végétarien ne sont pas vraiment obligatoires, mais il s'agit seulement d'un style de vie juste et noble, celui d'un gentleman, d'un sage possédant compassion et grandeur, et dont l'amour inclut toutes les créatures. Étant l'être le plus élevé de toute la création, nous pouvons distribuer cette grâce en préservant la vie dans le monde où nous vivons. Et c'est cela, vraiment contribuer à la paix sur la terre. C'est cela l'amour, la gentillesse en action.
Her immense love encompasses all beings, and thus she encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. Supreme Master Qinghai personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life, and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He said, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With boundless love, Supreme Master Qinghai sets aside her precious time and demonstrates a few simple and aesthetically appetizing dishes that can be cooked within minutes. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Qinghai for sharing with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. We invite you to join us on Between Master and Disciples for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Qinghai, featuring Chinese Oleksii's fried rice.
Cooking some like fried rice, yeah? Fried rice is simple. You use the leftover rice from yesterday or last night, or you can cook new rice if you want. This is for the people who love to eat Chinese fried rice, Vietnamese fried rice, and don't know how, yeah? And you already know, so I don't need to teach you, right?
Right, right.
You know how to cook fried rice already?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever cook it?
Not yet.
So, how am I sure that you know how?
I can prove it to you.
All right, good. One day, huh?
Yeah.
After today, you can prove it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Right. It's very simple, actually. Even children can cook it. You can teach children to cook, so they will get used to with vegetarian diet and tasty meal and nutritious meal. This is a piece of tofu, and you dice it, yeah? Dice into small cube. And some ham, you also dice into small cube. Yeah, probably enough. You can mix them together, doesn't matter. Use as much as you want. The rest, you can use it for cooking soup later, or other dishes. It would never be wasted. If you have vegan ham, you can add it too. If you don't have vegan ham, you just use tofu or sausage, any other vegan sauce protein, yeah? Okay?
Okay.
And we also have here some soya sprout, yeah? And we have celery. Actually, to make fried rice, you can mix any vegetable, like beans. Yeah, you chop beans into small cubes, similar to what I do to the celery now. And then you mix together with fried rice later. Okay, and we have one zucchini here. If you don't have zucchini, it's fine too. You can use cucumber. You can use bean, you can use green vegetable, or even cabbage. Yeah, it's very simple. Fried rice is the art of toasting everything that you have at your disposal. Yeah?
Yeah.
And making use of a leftover, or, at least leftover rice, when it's cold already. Yeah. In fact, it's better when you use old rice because it's not that sticky anymore. So it's easier.
I see, yeah.
The same, you cut zucchini into small cubes. Why you cut small? Because so that when you eat the fried rice, it just go all over in your mouth. You don't have to use a different fork or knife to pick different vegetable, understand?
Understand,
just
yeah.
Just go all together in one spoon.
I see.
Conveniently. I think half of the zucchini would be enough, see? And we have like three small Chinese bowl of rice in here left over from yesterday. And half of the zucchini, I done that. And we chop this a little bit smaller. So this for the same philosophy that we we just mentioned above, yeah? So that everything go into one bite, yeah?
Yeah.
Into one spoon. There you are. So it doesn't stick out, like a sore thumb and obstruct your appetite or your progress on your meal. My God. All the big words.
Yes.
All right. Just for fun. There you are. We chop the
So they sprout already there. Maybe a little bit more. Like 2 handfuls of soya sprout, yeah?
Yeah.
Or more, it depends on if you like it more or less. Or you don't even need to have all this ingredient, you just have what you have and it's fine. Even some of the ingredients are less, you'll be fine too. Can we have poro here? We slide it into thin pieces. Just to enhance the flavor of the food. Okay, poro, we'll leave it on one side. There you are, stay there. Okay. Now we cut some of this for the nutrition as well as the color, hey?
Yeah.
We also cut it into cube, yeah? Actually, I'm teaching children how to cook, you know?
Yes.
It's for children. It's easy. And since if you know how to cook as a child, when you grow up, it's easier. Hmm?
Yeah.
Well, we put it together there. And this is a simple cooking, even for adults. I eat this thing too, you know? Before. I make things simple. You don't have to have any of these ingredients or all of them, you just have one of them or none of them, even fine. You can just fry the fried rice in the hot oil for a while and it will taste also good, no?
Understand.
With enough spice, a condiment. Okay, and of course we put some coriander. It will enhance the flavor greatly. You don't even need it, yeah, just if you have a lot in your fridge, you use up the vegetables. If you don't have, you use what minimum is fine. Just if you have more vegetable, it's more nutritious, yeah? And more plentiful of vitamin and everything you need. Capiche?
Capiche.
Voila, that's it. We're done. And we're gonna fry it. See, this is olive oil that we have from our garden. You surprised?
Oh.
Yeah?
Wonderful.
You know, we have a lot of olive tree.
Yes.
And we just bring the olive, you know, to the processor area.
Yes.
Nearby, and they will give you the oil out of it.
Wow.
Yeah, this is the oil. Original, homemade. Yeah?
Yes.
Well, machine made, though.
Yes, yes.
Manufacturing made, but it's from the garden, huh? There's a lot of them. We eat them all, almost. It's the last bottle left. From last year, even. Okay, now, you wait for the oil to be heated, huh? Olive oil or any oil, huh? Any cooking oil, okay?
Yes.
When it's heated, you put the oil. Poro is in place of onion, eh? Yeah.
Yes.
Some people don't like onion. They feel that onion is too repellent, yeah?
Yes.
So they use poro, okay? I don't even advise poro when we are on retreat. Because it will be too, you know, too stinking with too many people sit together in one enclosed space. Okay, now you put the leftover rice in there. The rice that from yesterday. Yeah,
yes.
Whole rice. Put in there and then fry it. You put like 2 tablespoons of olive oil or any oil in it in the pan and fry it. You fry just like you fry vegetables, huh?
Yes.
And you try to separate the rice a little bit because the rice seems to stick together, yeah?
Yes.
This is the Asian rice, you see the Thai rice. If you use the other kind of Western rice, then it doesn't stick together, but then it don't taste that good, yeah?
Yes.
So we always use the fragrant rice from Vietnam or Thailand, yeah? They're famous, they're exporting. Maybe Philippines also, but I haven't seen it myself. So we just use Thai, fragrant rice. They call it Philippine rice also, or Vietnamese Philippine rice. You use the fork or the spoon or the chopstick. This is the Vietnamese chopstick, very long. The Chinese use also. So you don't burn yourself with the spray of the oil, yeah? That's why I use it, long stick, long chopstick for cooking. And you use it to kind of separate the rice a little bit. Yeah. And leave it there, frying for a while, 10 or 15 minutes, or less even, doesn't matter. As long as it's in the heat oil and you turn around a few times, that should be okay to eat already, yeah?
Yes.
Just that we, the Vietnamese, like the fried rice to be a little bit more tight, you know? It becomes tight outside and soft inside. So we keep it on like 10 minutes. You can do it like this, and then later you turn the other one, you turn upside down, and it will be done the other side. Just like you fry potatoes, you know, like hash brown or something similar.
Yes.
Yeah. Except you don't wait until it's too brown, because the rice will be too hard. Yeah. Yeah. You can do that if you have good teeth. It will be very crispy though, very nice also. But we normally do it just right. And don't wait until it's golden brown. Okay, check it out. Always check it because it might burn at the bottom, huh?
Okay.
Okay, now we turn it around the other side. The fried rice should be dry, understand me? Not wet, huh? Not like cooked rice, it's steamed rice. So if I wait to leave it for a while, so the moisture from the rice evaporate it, and then leave the rice just dry and good. You see, it's kind of separated and dry, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I got even just this nice already. Try.
Wow, that's good.
Very aromatic, huh?
Yeah.
It's just that, even no seasoning, nothing yet. Okay. Now what? We're gonna put it aside, okay?
Okay.
Into this bowl. Keep it one side, yeah? We'll keep it here. And then we will fry the vegetable, first. Ah. 1 or 2 tablespoons of olive oil, yeah?
Yes.
As I told you, depends on how fat you are already and how fat you want to become. The thing is, olive oil is easy to digest, huh?
Yes.
And it's very healthy. With the ham and the tofu in, yeah? To fry, yeah? Oh, it's a lot there. It's gonna have a lot of nutrition, yeah? You don't need both of them, yeah?
Yes.
You don't need both of them. Just one is enough. Fry it a little bit. Be careful of. Fry it until it's a little golden. Yeah? So it's brown a little bit already, it's the golden a little bit already. Just turn it around. It's brown on the other side. Just to bring out the fat in there. That's it. Okay, now we put in the vegetable. first the heart and one like the Supreme going, yeah? The heart one, huh? Go first.
Yes.
Supreme going. Oh, that's some illegal piece of of November, right, huh?
Yeah.
We let him. Mm-hmm. We adopt him, yeah? We adopt those piece of illegal bell pepper? Yeah.
Yes.
Give him a special visa to stay forever in there. Right. And the celery, huh? Yeah. Get it. If you chop vegetables smaller, it cooks quicker also, yeah?
Yeah.
And save energy as well. Have it, huh?
Yes.
So it's good for everything. The Chinese, they always chop their with their food into small pieces to cook. It looks more abundant, it's faster, save energy and time. And the aroma of the condiment will soak into the vegetable and taste better even, okay? Very convenient. Now I begin to put a little bit of maybe pepper, black pepper, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, just a little, a few dash. I'm going to put some the soy sauce. 1 or 2 tablespoons. A pinch of sugar. Mushroom seasoning. A little bit. Get it up. Does this smell anything to you already? Huh?
Yeah, it smells really good.
Now we put the pepper and the soy sprout in there. And some of the coriander. Half of the coriander. The half we put it on later on top when it's finished. Just to decorate. Okay, now that's it. Here we go up. No water, no juice on fried rice, okay?
Okay.
All it dries up because fried rice is supposed to be dry. And the vegetable has to fry a little bit so that it dry up first, a little bit. It doesn't matter really, as long as there's no juice in here, no water, yeah?
Yeah.
And the fried rice will remain good. Okay, now, just toss the rice back in to warm it up together and it's done. This is Chinese or Vietnamese fried rice, yeah?
Yes.
You can even have mushroom in it, yeah, you know? Fresh mushroom or fragrant dry mushroom, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or black mushroom, anything you like in it. A very good way to get rid of leftover vegetable, yeah? And delicious meal, nutritious. Even without tofu, if you put beans, you know, or vegetable, it's already nutritious enough. You understand me? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, look at that. Huh? Wow, does it look good?
It looks really good.
And it smells nice, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we share it with people. Dogs love it, you know, when I cook this for them, they love it very much. In winter especially, yeah, they need a little bit of fat. Oh my god. So simple and nice. There you are. Your fried rice done, ready to be enjoyed. Okay, it's done, yeah. You don't want to overcook the fried rice, okay?
Okay.
So that the vegetable is still fresh and crispy and didn't lose too much, didn't lose any vitamin or the potential goodness of it, yeah?
Yeah. Okay.
That's why you have to fry the fried rice first, and when the vegetable is just done, you know, a few minutes, you throw the rice in and then it's done, okay?
Yes.
Right. There you are, done. Mmm. put in a bowl or on a plate, yeah? Then everybody can share. This will be enough for 4 person,
Yes.
And because like it's a Sunday easy day, you know?
Yes.
Or any easy day, Saturday easy day, you can just fry everything like this and share with the whole family, huh?
Yeah.
And then eat just simple salad and fruits, yeah? Or any biscuits or anything that you have baked yourself, if not just fruit. Because fried rice is already fattening, understanding?
Yes.
And very full of nutrition in here, so you should not add too much of anything else. Just salad and fruit, yeah?
Okay, yeah.
Salad is sour, acidy, yeah? It will digest the fat for you, understand?
I understand.
It will break down the fat, yeah? So you don't get fat. You have to combine the food, yeah? Not just eat anything. Combine to make it more easy to digest and tasty, yeah? Now you put the coriander on top, eh? Decorate, look nice. Rice already fattening. And if you eat some other fattening stuff, yeah? That's no good for your system, is it?
No.
All right, here you are. This is ready.
Thank you for your wonderful presence today on A Gift of Love, Simple and Nutritious Cooking with Supreme Master Qinghai. Please join us tomorrow for more insightful lectures every day on Between Master and Disciples, right here on Supreme Master Television. More positive programming coming up next. Please stay tuned. May your life be graced with the boundless love and blessings from God.